listening to the Spice Larder podcast, a monthly conversation featuring artisan producers, chefs, bakers, historians, spice experts, and more. I'm your host, Julia Roberts, and in series two, I will be inviting guests from Market Drayton and the surrounding areas to join me to discuss everything from local produce and seasonality to the town itself and the culinary and social history. You can subscribe to our podcast via various media channels or via platforms such as Spotify, Google, or Apple Podcasts. To sign up to receive our regular updates and alerts, go to the website gingerandspicefest.co.uk. In this next episode, I have pleasure catching up with Naomi and Emily of the Salon Upstairs. We open up hearing from Naomi about her career working as a hairdresser and go on to hear about the joy and fun she had taking part and winning last year's Best Dressed Gingerbread Contest at the Ginger and Spice Festival.
My name's Naomi. I'm the salon director of the Salon Upstairs, located in Morland House in Market Drayton. I have been a hairdresser for nearly 27 years, but we've been located in our business for 3 years. And we open, in theory, 5 days a week, and we're known for doing late nights. So we try to accommodate a lot of our clients who generally work locally and have local businesses as well. I started in 1994, did an apprenticeship at Salon in South London, where I'm originally from. And then I stayed there for a total of 5 years and then went off to work for another salon group based in Wimbledon and Kingston and stayed there for a few years. And out of everything, I love doing hair colouring. So for me, I wanted to specialise in hair colour. So I got a job at a manufacturer that were based in Mayfair called Goldwell. And I was privileged enough to work alongside a lot of celebrity hairdressers. So I learned a lot of hints and tips off them, learned about what's going on in fashion and what was on trend. And then I was able to teach that to hairdressers, either on stage at hair shows or in local colleges. And I was lucky enough to travel around the UK doing that. For me, colour is massive, and it ties in with not just the hair colour, ties in with the skin tone. So what makeup to wear, accessories, what glasses, what lipstick, what neckline, what length hair, what face shape. And it's just a lot more to hairdressing than actually doing hair. And that's what I love, all the other stuff.
Fantastic. And just quickly, because there's so much to say about that, but I don't want to leave Emily out here because she's just sitting next to this amazing gingerbread caricature in the middle. So Emily, just tell us a little bit about how you fit in at Salon Upstairs as well.
I have been the salon stylist I've been the hairdresser now for 5 years. I started here as an apprentice. I qualified a couple of years ago now with distinction, which is the highest grade. Amazing. Did all my training with Naomi and for the private educator, which I was really privileged to. So last year I went to Weller and did a training course in hair cutting. And yeah.
Fantastic. That's great. Well, it's so interesting to hear about both your backgrounds, because I know that you work very, very hard in your business in Market Drayton, and you see lots of local people. And just tell us a little bit about how much you enjoy being sort of part of this Market Drayton community.
We love it. It's a totally different town, Market Drayton, to anything I've ever come across. When I say different, it's different and unique. And the reason it's different and unique is a lot of the people here have grown up here, gone to school here, and that they have travelled, but they know a lot of history about the area. And I really appreciate that, especially when it comes to food, because a lot of the people around here, there's been a lot of butchers in the families for years, and a lot of the old traditions are still in place. And I do feel at the moment that is really, really important and vital to the high street surviving anything that's coming at it. When you look at big companies, everything is just sort of made in a factory and churned out. And to have unique farm shops for myself, I like to go shopping at the farm shops. People go on about price, it might be a bit more pricey, but I believe quality is there. So it's nice because we all support each other's businesses. So me personally, I shop local, buy local, and all of the business owners tend to come to our salon as well. So it's a really nice family network. Considering I'm not from here, I do feel part of a community, and that's a really nice feeling.
It's a lovely community to have here. I think again, like Naomi said, everyone's stayed here for a while and been here for a while and been thrown up here, but everyone that you meet is always friendly and kind. But again, a lot of, we're privileged to have a lot of the business owners come here.
They recommend us to their clients.
So it's nice to see that there is a lot of business here.
Unity,
and it's still growing.
And nice. If, for example, our refreshment menu, it all comes from a locally sourced farm shop, and all their food comes from Shropshire-based companies. So it's really nice that when we buy our drinks, we're not just selling a drink. Well, we don't sell our drinks, they get them complimentary, but they're not just getting a drink. They're actually getting a drink that's locally sourced. And if they like it, they can even go to the shop up the road and buy them, which a few people have done on our recommendation. And it's really nice because the businesses support us by giving our recommended clients a bit of a discount as well on their first purchase. So everyone's quite business minded, but everybody wants each other to succeed as well.
Sounds like a really positive environment. And I do remember, I think before lockdown in 2000, maybe 2019, that you had a little event, didn't you, for businesses at the Salon Upstairs?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, oh, it was amazing. We loved it because that particular day, through my experience with hairdressing, there's a company called The Good Salon Guide, and you have to tick a lot of boxes to be with them, let alone be on an accredited star membership. We managed to get our 5-star accreditation last year. And on that night of our VIP party, we got awarded our first accreditation. So that particular night, because we do a lot of business owners, we saw an opportunity to invite them in along with maybe 2 or 3 customers. So we have about 13?
I think so, yeah, it was about.
Because we had it over 2 floors. So one person from each business. So because we didn't have a food license or any kind of license, we asked the local food outlets to come and showcase their food. So we got that completely free, didn't we? So that was nice. Well, we didn't have to pay for a buffet. But everybody had a glass of Prosecco. We even got the police involved because we've got a temporary event drinks license.
Yeah,
and the local police officer attended as well and thought how good it was. We even got Oxfam.
Cancer research involved.
And they put us into their newsletter. So again, we tried to get local people on the high street, because Market Street Drayton, there's a lot of shops here, but we wanted to include everybody that comes here and is on our actual high street, because we are on the high street, but people assume, because it's a bit quieter, that we're not the high street. So it was a little bit like we wanted to put back on the map. But it was a great night, and we got the local Cakery Tuesdays. They came and did specialised cupcakes. And as a result, they now do us personalised chocolates that we give everybody when they come in as well.
What a treat.
Handmade and exclusive to us, which is, again, something different and unique about our business.
So the personal touches are really important to you and what you offer your customers. Yeah, that's lovely. And collaborating with other businesses too.
Yeah, definitely. Well, without the other businesses, we wouldn't have got as far as we have in such a small time.
Definitely.
And vice versa. Where before, when we were growing, we were much smaller, we often rented out space in their businesses so that we could have events there as well. So we used to do makeup and colour classes, again, to talk about skin tone analysis. But it's been quite good, really.
Fantastic. So, and this kind of leads me on, really, to talking about Ginger and Spice Festival, which is obviously all about community. And for those who can't see, because people might be listening to this just on audio, I've got a lovely view here of Emily and Naomi, and in the middle of them is a gingerbread character covered in beautiful coloured rhinestones with a Leek United logo and a lovely little pink tutu skirt and a big smile and a beautiful Rapunzel plait on her hair. Now, ladies, tell me who this is.
There's our tutu.
So this is our hair fairy. We created it. When was it?
Well, we heard about your Ginger and Spice Festival, and we noticed last year that everybody had these cardboard cut out of gingerbread in their window, and we didn't know what it was about. So we obviously approached the Ginger and Spice Festival yourself, and we found out that we could get a gingerbread or gingerbread cut out and decorated it in the theme of the choice of the year, which this last year was
villains and heroes.
So we decided, a lot of people around here went for Marvel characters and children's comics, which we did think was a good idea. But we thought we'd go the extra mile and we'd talk about what we do, as in hair. So you can see she has got the Rapunzel hair. We did rush, didn't we, Emily? In fact, I don't know why I'm even talking, because Emily, you did hair dairy. We booked out a whole day to do this because we were so proud to be part of it.
I think it took me in total 6 hours to rhinestone the gingerbread, but it was worth it. And then we did the hair, we added eyelashes.
Yeah.
Again, makeup.
These are our actual stickers from our signature perfume as well. We put those on.
So it's got a part of our logo to it. And then,
outfit from the charity shop, so we got that, and then we just cut it into our creative, again being creative, we wanted to add a bit of glitz and glamour to the Ginger and Spice Festival.
Well, she's absolutely beautiful, and just for those who haven't been to the festival, I'll just sort of briefly explain what happens. So we have a trail that explores the heritage of the town, and that's been sponsored for the last 3 years by Leek United, and every business in the town that has a premises on the High Street or Cheshire Street or Shropshire Street or Stafford Street has the opportunity to have a gingerbread character and decorate it to a theme, as you said. And then what we do is on the day, we encourage families to do the trail, and the children have to choose which their favourite character is. And for 2021, the winner was Hair Fairy. So the ladies, you did so well, Naomi and Emily, well done again. You were awarded the best dressed gingerbread character with Hair Fairy. So how did that feel?
It was lovely. Again, I think it was nice to see that it was a bit of a, it was nice to see everyone out on the, I think it was a Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it was nice to see everyone out doing something around the town. It was just lovely to see everyone being a community.
I think for me, as a business owner, what we try to promote in the salon that I've always worked in is our job is fun. That's why hairdressers love their job. We always have fun and we're creative people. And I think especially the last sort of year and a half, we have a creative block with lockdowns and different things going on. So something like this, like we did go the extra mile, and luckily we had all the bits at home, but it was like, let's book out time, let's really do this. Just for the laugh more than anything. I really didn't think we'd win, but we did. And it's like the first time we've entered and we won it straight away. But what was even nicer was every single shop more or less entered this year. And I think, 2 years ago, I only saw a few, maybe 10 gingerbreads. I think this year there was over 30. And everywhere we looked, there was a fairy tree. There was a gingerbread in the window. And it was just weird. It was just so nice to be given the opportunity as hairdressers to enter something like this, considering we're not food based. So thank you for that.
Well, it's a pleasure. I mean, that, you know, although there is a focus on food and drink at the festival because of the sort of culinary heritage of Margaret Drayton, actually, there's lots of other things to talk about. And that's why it's really important that we all celebrate the heritage, but also what we're doing right now. And I think, you know, you taking part was brilliant. You made so much effort. And I think, you know, you deserve to win with putting that amount of effort in. Although saying that, other people did put a lot of effort in too. And there were some amazing characters.
There were
some
days as well. Because we didn't really do a window display, did we? But some of the shops, their window displays were so nice.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's interesting because in 2019, Style Optique won with their jewelled, they had a character called Iris that was covered in sweets and it was jewelled and very colourful. So I think the children like the colour. And Hair Fairy is just beautiful. She's sparkling. She's got a turquoises, purples, pinks. And that's really appealing. And she's got some beautiful wings and a wand as well.
I know. So, should we turn around? No one's seen the back. This is the first.
Yes, show the back. Let's see.
It's an exclusive, Julia, because you can see.
Oh, beautiful butterfly.
They're probably fairy wings, but you can also see the hair attached as well through there. they're the wings, and we took pride in sticking those on, especially because, you know, all your dreams can come true.
Oh, that's very encouraging. And I think you're absolutely right. Hard work does pay off. So tell me, ladies, Hair Fairy, is she now a permanent fixture of the salon?
We've had to put her upstairs just because we didn't want to get her covered in hair or, in, you know, getting any condensation or anything on her. However, she is permanently fixed and we're actually looking at a local framer to see if we can put her in a glass frame on both sides so we can see the wings from the side. But when we looked at the budget, that will probably come after the summer. But yeah, we will do that, Julia. We were thinking of auctioning her off to the local school, but we didn't know if anybody would want her.
Well, that's a great idea too. So it's certainly a conversation we ought to open up. And, you know, maybe that's something that happens at the next festival where, you know, they are auctioned for charity afterwards. Maybe that's something we should all consider as a community and raising money for a good cause.
Especially if she's the winner. The winner.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations again, ladies. It's fantastic. And I look forward to seeing her again next time I come and see you. So now just tell me, ladies, moving on. You've obviously been part of Ginger Spice Fest and hopefully you'll be joining again this year. But you tell me what's new for Salon Upstairs for 2022, because we're just at the start of the year with lots going on. What are your big plans?
So we are starting to create our blow dry bar finally. So a wall in the salon is dedicated to just blow dries. So that'll include our hair menu, so style menu for it. And that'll be coming this year later on the summer.
And colour blow dries. We have a product line that adds a gloss and a shimmer to your hair without actually committing to colour. And it's a personalised bespoke cocktail of a hair treatment that you can have with a blow dry. So it's almost like a coloured hair manicure. So that will be interesting. We're looking to do that after Easter. So probably look out for that mid-May.
Fantastic. That's really great to know. And for those that want to know, you know, find out more about you, where you're located, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, we're on Facebook, and we say Facebook first because most people tend to find us on Facebook, and we're called The Salon Upstairs. Alternatively, we have a website, www.thesalonupstairs.co.uk, and we are also on Instagram as The Salon Upstairs, and we are on Google listings as The Salon Upstairs.
And
the final one, The Good Salon Guide. Not many salons are on The Good Salon Guide. I think it's a total of 2,000. Something in the UK is about 2,000 salons on The Good Salon Guide. And to be on there, you have to be accredited. And as I said, we did get our 5-star after our VIP event. So I'm so happy about that. But we do find we get a lot of people locally that have moved up from London or from the north to Market Drayton or surrounding areas and have found us through the Good Salon Guide. So that again is the Good Salon Guide, www.goodsalonguide.co.uk or .com /the salon upstairs.
It's interesting because I'd never heard of the Good Salon Guide before today. So that's something I've learned.
Yeah, a lot of in fact, not a lot. All the salons I've worked in, bar one, are with the salon, Good Salon Guide. So there's a certain criteria you have to meet, products you have to use, customer service to even be with them. So for me, I don't know any different other than the Good Salon Guide. And they've been a great support, haven't they?
They have.
To us as well, with everything that's been going on.
Yeah, and I think it's really great to have an external accreditation to show sort of what kind of standards you're meeting and what you aspire to do. And I think that really makes people feel comfortable, doesn't it, about choosing where to go?
Yes, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Brilliant. And if someone's just trundling by down the street, where would they find you?
Right, we are located in the name, The Salon Upstairs. So we're actually above a shop called
All Sorts. Yeah, so we're All Sorts, which is opposite Cats Research.
Yeah, and if they look for the Crown Pub, we're just on the corner, and there's actually our landmark is there's a tree with a round bench and a white door. We've got bespoke buzzers, so you press the salon upstairs, and then a member of the team will let you in where we follow coronavirus restriction
regulations
at the moment, which is where we do temperature checks. And we ask people to sanitise and things like that just before we come in. And then we see you through the door, take you in, and you've got the salon upstairs to yourself when you come in.
Fantastic. So it's strange, isn't it? Because although that area is just outside, downstairs and outside All Sorts, is called the High Street, in actual fact, because vehicles come through it, it feels that Cheshire Street feels like the High Street. And I think that's a bit confusing for people that don't know the town. So yeah. It's the old High Street. It used to be where the market took place, and the Corbett Arms Hotel was there, and it was very much the sort of centre and the buzz of activity.
That's it, yeah.
Which it still is, to be fair, but it's kind of the market shifted to Cheshire Street. So that's
But they're a lot more common. We're actually, you can't see it, but outside there's two shops that have just been, they're in the process of being building, aren't they? And I think that's going to be a big estate agent. So there's quite a lot on the high street. There's only two shops now that are vacant.
There's about two more businesses come into the square of us. It's quite nice.
Yeah, we love it here on the high street. And we love it because we're on the corner, so we get to see everything, both on Shropshire Street, Queen Street, Cheshire Street, the High Street. And around the corner.
But ladies, it's been so wonderful talking to you, and I can see what fun you have, and I've loved seeing Hair Fairy. She's so pretty and cute. So we've shared your details. We'll also share those via our digital link, so if anyone wants to find you, they'll know where to go. My last question I've got for you, because it's a Spice Lada podcast, is I have to ask a question. What is your favourite spice?
Go on, Emily,
go first. I'm quite basic with my spices, Julia. I just cinnamon or nutmeg.
Oh, lovely. Really good ones.
Anything, but no. What about yours, Naomi?
Mine is actually chilli. I like bird's eye chilli, chilli pepper, Scotch bonnet pepper, any pepper, black pepper. I love pepper because it's versatile. And it's, I don't know if you've had pepper on strawberries, just out of interest, Julia.
I think I have, actually. It's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very nice thing. But no, I like chili pepper mainly because I love chili con carne, and I do love my chili ribs and chips.
Well, do you know what? Actually, chili con carne is a really good dish here, because when I make chili con carne, I put both cinnamon and chili in it. So
we have to make our own.
And also a little bit of chocolate. Or cacao powder is also really good because it's Mexican. And actually, I think that's quite traditional in Mexico that they do put a bit of chocolate in or cinnamon. So do try it. And then that's the perfect dish for you two. Both your favourite spices are in there.
Okay. We could have that with you, Julia, have another VIP event, couldn't we?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So, ladies, thank you so much for being on the Spice Lada podcast. It's been a real joy to speak to you, and we will share your details and look forward to seeing your next entry in the Heritage Trail for 2022.
Thanks, Julia. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much to Naomi and Emily for coming on the latest episode of the Spice Lada. And huge congrats again to the team of the Salon Upstairs for winning last year's Best Dressed Gingerbread Character competition. For more info about the Salon Upstairs, do visit their website, thesalonupstairs.co.uk, where you can find information about how to book an appointment and where they're located. You've been listening to The Spice Lada, a podcast brought to you by the Ginger and Spice Festival. Thank you to everyone who took part in and helped produce this podcast. And if you don't know who we are, go to the About Us page via the website gingerandspicefest.co.uk. And so you don't miss a show, subscribe to our podcast today, and if you like what you've heard, consider giving us a review. We regularly post news, features, recipes and competitions via our monthly e-bulletin. Sign up now by visiting our website homepage or emailing us at gingerandspicefest@gmail.com. Don't forget to tune into next month's edition of the Spice Lada podcast, and until then, happy spicing.